Hey, Sarai, man, coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos lose to the Detroit Lions 42-17 to drop to 7-7 on the season. Still in the playoff hunt, probably don't control our own destiny anymore at this point. And let's be honest, now that the game's over, we knew this was going to be the most difficult one out of the last four games. Plus, Detroit lost to the Bears last week. We were getting a team that was already ticked off, had had a little slump of their own here recently, and were looking for a bounce back game at home. And boy, did they have that against us. And let's not take anything away that the Broncos defense, after the early part of the season, the first part of the season, have really gelled, come back together. But this game kind of reminded you of what it was like earlier in the season for the Broncos defense. People out of place, gap control questionable, a lot of players running wide open for Detroit. Now, I don't want to take anything away from the Lions. The Broncos have good personnel, good key players at the receiver positions on offense. The Lions, at this point in time, have elite running backs and wide receivers and tight ends. And it showed in this game. Laporta, my goodness. He is like going to be the next great tight end. And wow, he showed it against us. I actually have him on my fantasy football team. Felt a little bad starting him last night, but knew I had to. You know, it's playoff time in fantasy. But Detroit, now, while it sucks the Broncos lost, and the way we lost sucks, and you don't want to lose to anybody, it doesn't happen very often to Detroit. They've been so bad for so many years. They were due to have a turnaround in Detroit. Unfortunately, they played one of their best games of the year against the Broncos last night. I wish they would have saved their performance against the Bears for the Broncos and flipped it. Didn't happen. Now, this is the odd thing. I feel like the offense didn't look that bad when Russell Wilson had time. But boy, was he pressured a lot. And really, as Sean Payton has said, you win or lose in the trenches. We lost in the trenches against the Lions. They were in our backfield several times. How many times did it happen? We were trying to get a yard and we couldn't get a simple yard. I mean, Russell Wilson was our best running back to get a yard when we needed it. That shouldn't happen. And on the defensive side, you know, we've lived off of turnovers and sacks and all that on the defensive side. And I think we can say we did not have that against the Lions. It was very absent. We got a couple sacks in there. I mean, but they were so far apart. DJ Jones early in the first half, and then Cooper got one late in the second half. It's not going to impact the game very much. And the Broncos defense just let the Lions go up and down the field. Up and down the field. People running wide open. Miscommunication on the defensive side. You could see it. And like I said, the Broncos' defense, in terms of the turnaround they've had this season, has been spectacular. I don't want to take anything away from that, but this was definitely a letdown game. And really, you wanted to see the Broncos' defense get key stops. You know, in the second half when the offense came out and got a touchdown, you're thinking, gosh, if we get a stop here and get a touchdown, we can get back into it. And the Lions' offense just runs the ball down the field once again. Just chunks of yardage. Chunks of yardage. They had over 10 explosive plays. I'm not sure the exact number, but it was over 10 of 15 yards or more against the Broncos. And they used that 15 yards or more as kind of a benchmark, but a lot of them went for more than that. So it was tough to watch. It was actually pretty darn close in the first quarter. You know, 0-0. And it really just seems like when Russell Wilson had that fumble when the Lions blitz, and that was a perfectly timed call. I mean, he had no time to react. That's kind of when you could, looking back on it, the floodgates kind of started to open and the Lions just started to click. And man, they just took it to us. And really, as I think I already mentioned at the start of the podcast, Dan Campbell out-coached Sean Payton. I probably put the most blame on this game. You don't want to, you know, it's a team game, whatever. But Sean Payton has been quick to call people out this year or make certain comments. Well, Sean Payton, you got out-coached by Dan Campbell. Your staff got out-coached by Dan Campbell's staff. That was evident last night. Evident. And guess what? When Dan Campbell had a big lead, he kept his foot on the gas. Getting that last touchdown when they didn't really need it. That last touchdown pass to LaPorta. I mean, whew. It's good that Sean Payton and Dan Campbell are friends outside of football and they have mutual respect for each other and everything like that, because they understand how the other one thinks, or that might have come across as insulting the way the Lions just wanted to keep, you know, pounding it on the Broncos in terms of the score. But at the same time, Sean Payton, I'm sure, already knows that about Dan Campbell. Guess what? We're not going to stop. We're going to keep scoring. And Sean Payton's the same way. So he can't really fault Dan Campbell for doing it because he's the same way. And just, like I said, the difference you could see between Detroit's offense and Denver's offense. Now, Cortland Sutton, all-star season. I hope he's with the Broncos as long as he's playing football. Jerry Jeudy had a few big catches in the game. But once again, I look at the Lions' key players, St. Brown especially at wide receiver. That is an elite wide receiver. He was a fourth-round pick, and he is an elite wide receiver. Now, watching Jerry Jeudy and him last night, no comparison. No comparison. Amon-Ra St. Brown is an elite wide receiver. Jerry Jeudy is not an elite wide receiver. Let's stop playing the games that Jerry Jeudy is this great route runner and all these things he brings to the team and all this. No. Okay? Look where he was drafted compared to the other receivers around him in terms of how successful they've been. And then you look at St. Brown last night, a fourth-round pick, and how much better he is in terms of consistently getting open and being a target for Jared Goff on that side of the ball compared to how Jerry Jeudy is for Russell Wilson. Like, I feel last night was a great chance for Jerry Jeudy to have another breakout game, and it did not happen again. Did not happen again, I'm done talking about it. The breakout game is not coming, okay? And if Sean Payton is the smart offensive coach we all give him credit for, he has got to see that by now. He has got to see that. You need someone else, whether it's Mims with another year under his belt or something, you need someone else to compliment Sutton on the other side that people consider a little more of a threat. It was just not good. The running game, we couldn't get on track. Like I said, we were dominated on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Piran got some junk yards at the end of the game. Mims had one nice reverse. But, I mean, really, other than that, nothing. Nothing in the running attack. And the Lions knew what our formula was, and they came straight after it, and we were not able to stick to it. It was a tough game. It was a humbling game, I think is a good way to put it. But it shows some of the flaws we still have, and at the same time, it's still remarkable the run we've had, and we still have a chance to win the last three and possibly still get in the playoffs. But I think the Lions exposed some of the areas where, like I said, the Lions are elite. The Broncos are good, but they're not elite. And definitely the wide receiver core on the Broncos got some good personnel right now. Like I said, some of that may just be players needing another year under their belt. Some of the players underperforming, like Jeudy. But you look at the Lions wide receivers last night. You look at the Lions' entire offensive team. Their receivers had huge gaps on the Broncos' defenders. They were easy passes for Jared Goff. LaPorta easily getting open last night. We don't have that in terms of the tight end position. And it became evident last night. Now, we know, obviously, Dulcich has been injured. I don't know how you don't call him a bust at this point. I mean, tried to come back again this week, had the same problem he's had with his hamstring, and then he had a foot issue. Kroll looks like he has some potential. He's got some versatility, but he is so raw. We won't see any potential out of him until next year or the following year if he stays on the roster that long. But once again, the Broncos are lacking talent in certain areas on the offensive side of the ball to keep up with a team like the Lions, and it showed last night. And I mean, Jared Goff, 5 touchdown passes. You know, when you allow the opposing quarterback to get 5 touchdown passes, when you allow the opposing offense to have 4 touchdown drives back to back, you're not going to win a lot of games. I don't care what your offense is doing on the other side of the ball. And maybe people disagree with me out there. I don't think the offense, when Russell Wilson had time, the offense did not look that bad. Didn't. I mean, the consistency in the running game, that looked bad. But the passing game did not look bad. And once again, Hal, I am saying Sean Payton got out-coached by Dan Campbell. Watching the game, Now, I think I mentioned it. I had to listen to part of it on the Broncos radio partner, KOA. Originally, this was not a Saturday night game. I had something I had to be at, had an earbud in so I could listen to the game. Then I got home and I was able to watch the actual broadcast of it, TV broadcast of it when I got home. And heard about the two touchdowns that the challenge flag was not thrown. Obviously, I wanted to see it for myself. I had other Bronco fans that I'm friends with texting me going, they're both touchdowns. Now, Javonte Williams, I'm not sure if that was a touchdown, but McLaughlin, I don't see how you don't challenge that. I saw Sean Payton yelling at Russell Wilson, and in postgame he said he was yelling about the call in terms of the offside on Quentin Miners, which was total BS. I mean, whew, geez, the officiating crews, we'll get into that a little later. But really, whether Sean Payton was just looking for someone to talk to or vent to or whatever, I mean, that's what he's kind of claiming he was doing. Sean, that's on you. Both those calls should have been challenged. Now, you might not have won the Javonte Williams one, but boy, was it close. And the other one, I'm pretty sure McLaughlin was in the end zone. So what the hell are you doing? Maybe you got mad at Russ because he didn't let the clock run down enough? Maybe? But kind of looking at it again, I don't really think that was the case either. Where were you, Sean Payton? Throw the challenge flag. And, you know, it's not the first time this year he's been hesitant to do that when he probably should have. Now, he took a year off of football and came back. As great as he's done helping the Broncos get this thing turned around, there have been some flaws in Sean Payton's game as well after taking the year off. And that became evident in this game, in my opinion. It became evident in this game. And hopefully things he's taking mental notes to clean up next year. But just ran into the Lions at the worst time. That offense is impressive. It is an impressive offense. You know, as much as that sucked to watch and listen to, you watch it and went, wow, that boy, if they play like that on any given week, if they can play like that in the playoffs, Detroit's going to have their first Super Bowl. You know, I mean, Jared Goff was playing elite. I like seeing that for Jared Goff as much as it sucked to see the Broncos lose. He was the scapegoat for the Rams after they lost that Super Bowl to the Patriots. And he was the scapegoat for that franchise and came to Detroit, no one expecting much of him, and he is playing at a higher level than Matthew Stafford has for the Lions for the most part. For the Rams. If you put them side by side, Goff has played better than Stafford after that trade. So it's nice to see that Jared Goff has found a home. Wish he wouldn't have had just such a lights out game against us. Gibbs looks like the real deal. I mean, almost averaged 10 yards a carry against us. And the amount of missed tackles. Now you look at it and go, you have to tackle. It was a terrible game tackling for the Broncos defense, but boy, was he making moves. And we already talked about St. Brown over 100 yards. Laporta had over 50 yards and 3 touchdowns against us. I mean, they just got elite talent. And you got to bring your A game on defense, and we didn't do that. We didn't do it. Nowhere close. And on offense, like I said, even though the passing game didn't look bad, when you are having as many troubles as the Broncos were having last night, getting a freaking yard over and over again, having to take it to third down and fourth down, yeah, you're getting dominated up front, especially with the running backs we have. You are getting absolutely dominated up front. It was tough. Now, the one thing I want to say, this is such a side note, but you got to throw some positive in here, right? Right? In a game where we took a lot of humble pie, and this might be a silly comment. Now, while I don't like it for fans that are outside the Denver area that can't see the game unless they have NFL Network, I think that's a bunch of bull. I don't really like the NFL Network games. I don't like the Amazon Prime games. Not a fan of either one of them, really. But the one thing I will give the NFL Network credit for, when the Broncos play on like Fox or sometimes even CBS and stuff, the color is just off on their jerseys, logos, and all that. NFL Network had it locked in. That was probably the best looking in terms of having the color correction and everything for a broadcast in a long time. I thought it just looked far and above any of the other broadcasts in terms of other stations when they broadcast NFL games. So, you know, I guess maybe that's a silly comment to make. Hey, even though the Broncos lost, they looked good doing it, or they looked clear and color corrected doing it. Just wanted to make that mention. Just wanted to make that mention because these side networks get a lot of slack for taking some of these games and stuff. But at least you're going to put the top broadcast forward if you're going to take it to where only certain parts of the fan base can see it. And one other comment on that, though, I got to think eventually down the road they'll realize they're actually losing viewers by taking so many games and putting it on these specific networks you can only have if you have certain cable packages or apps. You got to think. That's just my opinion. So, now back to the game. That was about as positive as I'm going to get here. The other positive piece, like I said, we can win the next three, and there's a good chance we're still going to get in given everyone else's record right now and upcoming schedule. Now, with that being said, for the Bronco game yesterday, the Vikings had every shot to beat them and didn't. The Bengals won. That hurt. The Colts won. That hurt. But the next 3 weeks, there are enough marks on the schedule that if the Broncos can take care of their business, you've got to think enough of the other teams ahead of them are going to lose. Time will tell. So, tough game, humbling game. We knew it was going to be the toughest one on the schedule. Detroit, all of a sudden, has probably become the toughest place to play in the NFC. It definitely came to fruition against the Broncos, unfortunately. And despite the Broncos' offense, got a little bit of a slow start. Tried to come back in the second half. The Broncos' defense just couldn't get a stop. Couldn't get a stop. Don't know if they would have gotten enough stops for the Broncos to get back into it, but it was just an ugly game overall. Another positive we can take from is we didn't get that dinged up. And I mean, there were a couple shots Russell Wilson took that, you know, you looked and went, please get back up. And he did. He got back up. I mean, whew. I mean, there were just a few hits last night that you wondered. Jerry Jeudy took a hard shot and you wondered if he was going to get back up. I mean, I think Sean Payton can use this game to go back and look at and go, hey, we need to be more physical. And all he has to do is put this game on tape. Just show it to him and go, here you go. What do you mean by being more physical? Well, let's look at the Lions game. Not only do they have elite talent on offense and their defense showed after not showing for the last few weeks, but the Lions were just flat out more physical as well in this game. Just flat out more physical. Not hard to see. Not hard to see from the game, from watching the game live or going back and watching the tape later. And really, it just shows we know what our identity is, and if we get pushed off our identity, it's going to be tough for us to win what the team looks like this year. But if Sean Payton wants the offense to look different next year, I think this game showed we need some serious upgrades in the tight end and wide receiver position. Serious upgrades. And I don't know what it is about the offensive line. There is something there, how they're not always on it in the pass protection. And they have these games like the one against the Lions where they just don't get a push. And you got to wonder if there's something we're going to change there along the offensive line. Like, I'm not sure what it is. I'm not calling out a specific player. It just feels like there's something we got to tweak. There's something we got to tweak to go, hey, when the running game's not going, we're going to run behind so-and-so and we're going to get going. Like, it just feels like we don't have that right now. And it's something I feel like for Sean Payton's offense we need. And so I think there's going to be adjustments there. And this, regardless of what happens the rest of the season, I think this game, maybe, not, I don't want to say more than any other game, but just because of the streak we were having, this game is a kind of identifier for maybe in the offseason to go, okay, these are the areas we have to improve in. These are the areas we have to get better players in. I think so. And I'm going to say one other thing, too, about Russ. When he had time in the passing game, looked good. The other thing, too, he tried to get Kroll involved. And there's been all this talk that Russ doesn't usually go down the middle, get the tight ends involved. You know what? He tried to do that this game. Kroll had a chance in another big catch that he got knocked away from. So you can't fault Russ because it's not like he's not trying to get the tight ends that we have out there involved. Troutman did have a big catch in this game. So it's not like he didn't try to get them involved. So you have to kind of look at that portion of it, too, and go, okay, but the tight end level in terms of the talent, when you come up against a team like Detroit, you can just, it's just evident how much more talent they have at the tight end position than we do. It's just, whew, it was painfully evident to the tune of 3 touchdown receptions. So, once in a while, you're going to have these games. It just stinks when you do, especially when you're on a playoff push. But let's see if we can take care of our business in the next 3 weeks. Let's see what happens. It has been an odd season down the stretch, too. Teams winning you don't think are going to. Teams losing that you don't think are going to. So let's see how these last 3 weeks shake out. Next time we will see our Broncos is on Christmas Eve against the Patriots in our snow-capped helmets. Like that look. Don't like the how it went the last time they wore them. So let's make sure that this time around it's a better memory, especially on a holiday eve that some people out there choose to celebrate. Let's see what the Broncos can do at home against the Patriots to get back on track. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.